Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be variably cloudy. We'll have a high maybe approaching the mid-40s. Kenosha right now, 39 degrees, 38 in Burlington, in Milwaukee, 39 and also 39 degrees in Racine. Last night, the Racine Unified School Board, without discussion, unanimously approved the staff-recommended transfer of ownership to the former Olympia Brown Elementary School site on Erie Street to Inspire Real Estate Development for $900,000. That compares to the estimate of $1.8 million total for the district to tear down the building, clean up the site, then market the property for sale. The only thing said about it came during public comments. David Wagner, representing Caledonia's Village President Jim Dobbs and Administrator Tom Christensen, asked the board to wait just a bit.
Discussions have been held regarding the sale of the Olympia Brown School site, and the village has an interest in being a partner in that.
Meanwhile, he said the village was seeking the postponement because it could be a future factor in development. Over the years, the business community, meanwhile, has partnered up with Racine Unified. New levels seem, though, to have emerged, thanks to in part because of the High School Academies program, other district efforts as well. Students can get educated and prepared for their futures. Superintendent Lolly Hawes, among other things, talking about SC Johnson and its commitment to the community, offering $9,000 to the high schools, the three main high schools, to tie into the 4th Fest parade that's coming up in about 7 months. She wants to let them know that there's going to be entries in terms of floats, and it's all going to be tied into the academies. That will be the theme in this case.
Case, Horlick, and Park will each receive $9,000 from SC Johnson to build a 4th of July float. Go to the parade and see some fabulous floats. You can do a nice float for that kind of money, and we really appreciate SC Johnson donating that money.
She noted SCJ is also preparing to fund a very large community-wide endeavor, she said, for children in all the schools, public and private, focusing in on the story of a child and his medical problem in the book that's titled Wonder. There would also be a related curriculum to that. Another donation, Pittsburgh Paint and Glass at Oak Creek, said Dr. Hawes, more than $14,000 toward efforts at three RUSD schools.
They have donated $4,300 to the construction pathway to purchase tools in the construction pathway at Park High School. They have given $5,000 to Walden 3 students who are in their Walnuts and Bolts program, which is a robotics. They build a robot for a robotics competition. And they've also donated $5,000 to the Real School for makerspace equipment and supplies.
Noting that donations to the district have come from all across the community, Dr. Hawes told the board, quote, "As I look toward the sunset of my time here in Racine, it is the one thing I am most proud of. We have partners in all of the work we do," unquote. Racine Public Library's mobile library, the Bookmobile, as everybody knows it, going to be out of service through January 3rd. The front office of the library says there are some safety issues that have to be dealt with, plus the mobile library is getting its normal service right at the same time. Because of that, the Bookmobile due dates have been extended up until it's back in service, and that again is listed for January 3rd. Otherwise, if you have any questions, contact the Library Circulation Department at 262-636-9241. Last night, the Kenosha City Council approved a resolution supporting a bill in Madison that targets companies that don't pay their workers the wages they have earned. Senate Bill 371 is sponsored by Kenosha Racine Senator Bob Wirch. It's aimed at ending what is known simply as wage theft. Marietta Huff telling Alderman she helped a man to get a job, drove him to work every day. He quit after a month when he realized he wasn't going to get paid.
They told him that it was a two-week cycle for his paycheck, and so he was not to expect to get any money for 2 weeks. And then they told him it would be a week to do the processing, so he wouldn't get his paycheck till the third week. And after a month, he figured out he wasn't going to get paid. Some people there were getting paid, but he was new and he was expendable, and so he didn't get paid.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy said there are many ways workers don't get paid for the work they do. That resolution that he sponsored was approved unanimously. Tonight, the Burlington Common Council will first meet in Committee of the Whole at 6:30 and then have its regular business meeting. On both agendas, separation agreements for three dispatchers affected by the flood-prompted switch over to the county's joint dispatch operation. The agreements taking into account years of service for each of the three women and include salary continuation pay and the city paying part of the cost for continued health coverage through February. The Governing Board of the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Accreditation Group says that the Pleasant Prairie Police Department has achieved the status of an accredited law enforcement agency in the state of Wisconsin. The department, under the leadership of Chief Dave Smetana, the one-time Deputy Racine Police Chief, began the process of going after that accreditation in 2016. The department met 235 standards, which encompassed key areas of agency operation and administration. Caledonia's Legislative License Committee getting its first look at a proposal to restrict how many and where alcoholic beverages can be sold, listed as geographic restrictions and quotas on retail Class A and Class A intoxicating liquor licenses. It was Village President Jim Dobbs offering a counterpoint to the conversation, maintaining this government overreach on what doesn't really appear to be a problem.
Look at this map. We have a ton of violators by this new ordinance right now, but it's okay because they're all doing fine. So why wouldn't we let some new person come in and maybe somebody will fade away? But to artificially set this, I'm skeptical about the government getting involved in something like this when there's not a problem in my mind.
The proposal uses Highway 31 as a dividing line with different criteria east and west of it, according to Village Attorney Elaine Ekus, while noting several existing liquor locations over on the east side.
Obviously, there's no requirement that you have this kind of geographic restriction. But one of the things that the committee talked about was that, and took a look at some information that had been provided regarding alcohol licensing issues and the concentration of licensed establishments can add to an increase of individuals obviously consuming alcohol within your jurisdiction.
Meanwhile, variances could be considered. Current violation scenarios would be grandfathered. The full village board gets the proposed ordinance at its meeting January 3rd. A new survey out from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says nearly three-quarters of the state business leaders approved, to some degree, of the generous economic package the state gave Foxconn, nearly 30% strongly supporting it, 43% somewhat in support. 15% of the respondents opposed the Foxconn package, 10% not sure about it, 2% did not respond. 31 executives added some comments, but WMC did not release them. Meanwhile, finding workers to staff their own companies, that is one of the key concerns. 4 out of every 5 of the executives surveyed, or 80%, saying they've had a hard time trying to find employees that they need. That is up from about 70% a year ago. New state law is going to be preventing it from happening starting in 2018, so the Racine Unified School Board, like other districts around the state, playing a little beat the clock, approving 3 performance contracts plus the related energy efficiency tax levy to complete HVAC work at Mitchell School, the older part of Fret, and part of the Community Pathways site. Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff saying it's just like the other such contracts they've done with Trane and Johnson Controls.
Included in the resolution are the debt service schedule. These will be reported to DPI as part of our energy efficiency levy authorization. And also we'll have subsequent reporting of how the performance contract worked in saving energy, the energy savings related to the project, and how it will reduce the tax levy that's being authorized.
The Mitchell campus works about $8.8 million, $3.9 million at Frat, both of those with Trane, and a $2 million Johnson Controls project at the Community Pathways campus. Raymond James and Associates out of 8 bidders to underwrite the bonding for the work at an interest rate of 3.06% for 20 years, district getting a AA3 bond rating from Moody's. Latest Wisconsin Realtors Association report on existing home sales for the Southeast region showing a 2.2% increase for November, 5.9% rise in median prices, sales through 11 months averaging just under a 1% increase, median prices up by 5.7%. And of course, today is the primary election amongst the Democratic candidates for the 66th Assembly District race. There's now no Republican candidate, so there won't be a general election contest. So one of the two is going to be winning and taking over for Corey Mason in the 66th Assembly District. With that, the Racine Interfaith Coalition is offering rides to the polls if anybody has an issue trying to get there. And again, this election is only for people living in the 66th Assembly District. If you need a ride to the poll, Rick can help you with that. Their phone number, 635-9532. Again, 635-9532. That's for a ride to the polls from the Racine Interfaith Coalition. The polls close at 8 o'clock tonight for the election. WRJN News will be tweeting out information on what happened with today's election. WRJN.com. That is our webpage where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.